Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, August the 30th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour, only a couple days left in the month of August, and then we will be on to the month of September. A matter of fact, a week from today, Labor Day. How about that? Time is creeping up on us here. I remember Memorial Day just like it was yesterday, kicking off summer, and now here we are, the official end to summer, Labor Day, although summer will not end until, I believe, September 21st, but it's heading in that direction. And the temperatures this morning are a little cooler than they have been. The temperatures were very, very warm and humid, pretty much for the last 2 weeks, but this morning not so bad, so maybe this is a little cooler weather as we head into Labor Day weekend, this coming weekend. Now, we're going to start off this morning. There's a few things we need to do here this morning, but have to start off this way, and these things are never pleasant to do when we lose somebody, but this is a particular touchstone in my broadcasting career, which is about nearly 20 years old at this particular point, because this person has been with me pretty much since the beginning, probably the first year I was in broadcasting, and I ended up doing so much with this person. I kind of want to talk about them this morning, and I've got many, many interviews with them, but I was so sad yesterday to get the word early yesterday morning that legendary actor, and we talk about actors and comedians all the time on this show, but there was no more legendary actor than Ed Asner, who passed away yesterday at the age of 91. Now, I'll tell you why Ed was different than so many other people. Number one, he created an iconic television character, Lou Grant. He was asked to do this character so many places. I think he did it on the Roseanne show. There was a whole spinoff, the Lou Grant television series, which ran 5 years on its own aside from Mary Tyler Moore. He did it in commercials for MeTV. He was just always asked to go back and be that character. So he created the iconic character of Lou Grant in Mary Tyler Moore. Then he went on to star in the miniseries Roots. Now, Roots was probably, and still to this day, probably the biggest miniseries, most watched miniseries in the history of television. I believe they still show it in schools. And Ed Asner was in Roots. Also, Ed Asner was in another hugely successful miniseries called Rich Man, Poor Man. And this was on, I believe, in the 70s, but it was watched by millions of people on television. It was a miniseries, and that solidified him. But then you come into the 80s and the 90s, and even into the 2000s, here comes this movie, Elf, with Will Ferrell, and there's Ed Asner as Santa Claus. And nearly for 20 years now, every Christmas they show this movie Elf with Will Ferrell constantly, and Ed Asner is in Elf as Santa Claus, one of the main characters in that movie. So that's Ed Asner. Now, you take that on its own, a great acting career. But then you put on top of it that television is measured by Emmy Awards. Movies are measured by Oscars, Academy Awards. Television is measured by the Emmy Awards. Ed Asner has won more Emmys than any other actor in the history of television, and that record still stands today. the day after his death. That record still remains. Ed Asner, as an actor, has won more Emmys than any other single actor in the history of television. Not to mention, he won some Golden Globes, I believe 2 Golden Globes along the way. I think he had 17 Emmy nominations. I think he won 7 Emmys, but had 17 Emmy nominations over the years. So that makes him iconic for no other reason than he holds the record, even after his death here. Another thing that makes him iconic is that I don't think anybody didn't know who he was. When he would come into a show, and he did, I believe, over, I don't know, you know, it would be impossible to add up, but he would do just about anything on any show. I think he loved to act. Even though he was this great celebrated actor, he was still working this year. He was on a show, and I cannot remember the name of the show that he was on, but he was on a show this year. He was doing guest spots on that show. He never stopped working. Never stopped working. A matter of fact, he was scheduled to come to Columbus, Ohio this November to do a Comic-Con. He was still taking bookings at 91 years old. He was not one of those guys who faded off into the distance, and people still wanted him to perform. He was one of those guys. Now, what makes him important to me is that I don't think Ed Asner ever told me no. Now, if he was working on a project, he probably did not come on the show, but if he was free, he came on, and in the last 20 years, he has probably been on, I don't know, it has to be pretty close to 50, 60 times that he's been on this show, and maybe more than that, to be honest with you. But he came on during all life events. When he turned 90, he came on the show. He was on February the 4th this year. I was looking at the dates. He was on February the 4th, which is, what, just a matter of a few months ago, he was on this show. He was just so unique in so many ways. And he would come on at Christmas. He would come on at Thanksgiving because he did seem like a member of the family. He was just so friendly every time he came on. He was also very brave. Ed Asner believed in certain causes, and he was very political. And a lot of times, the things that he said cost him work. There's no doubt about that. But he still said them because he felt they needed to be said. That's very brave. And I think that probably makes him the bravest actor that I've ever known, that he was able to do that. Now, to top all of this off, and I want to tell this story now that he has left us. In 2013, I was hosting a variety show here in Marion called Night of a Thousand Stars. And we had been lucky enough to have some well-known people along the way participate in this event. And I sent a letter to, or a note, an email, I guess it probably was, to Ed Asner back in 2013, asking him if he would come do this show in Marion, Ohio. It was in November of 2013. And I got a letter back saying, yes, he would do it. Now, just to show you how big this guy was, at that time, he wasn't at the tail end of his career, and he certainly wasn't retired. He was starring in the CBS television series The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar at the time he accepted this appearance to come to Marion, Ohio. And when he got this television role, I said, Ed, are you sure you're going to be able to make it here in November? And he said, I will be there. Now, when Ed was coming to town, I gave him a call and I said, well, Ed, do you want us to send a limousine down to the airport? I mean, this is Ed Asner. Everybody knew him. Emmy Award-winning actor, holds the record. I said, do you want us to send a limousine down for you to the Columbus airport? And he said, no. He said, you just come down and pick me up. And I said, well, you want me to ride in the limo down to get you? Because I thought, well, maybe he didn't want to be alone with the limo driver or something like that. And he said, no. He said, forget the limo. He said, you drive down and pick me up. And that's what I did. I pull into Port Columbus, and there is Ed Asner with his daughter, who was traveling with him. And at that time, he was in his early 80s, and he got in the front seat of the car, and during the one-hour trip back from Port Columbus to Marion, all he wanted to do was talk about me and what I had been doing, and he wanted to talk about current events. I forget what the current events were going on in that particular day back in 2013, but that's all he wanted to do. He just wanted to talk current events, and that weekend with him was great. A matter of fact, he went out and we had this great dinner at the old Steve Dakota Grill in the back room. And he could not have been more gracious to the people at that dinner. And if anybody who was at that dinner remembered it, they would remember how gracious he was. And it was kind of interesting because they had us back behind a partition, but people saw him walk in. And this just goes to show you how noticeable Ed Asner was. The servers and the people who worked in the bar at Steve Dakota Grill and all that knew he was back there. And they kept coming back with copies of the movie Elf and pictures that they wanted him to autograph from Mary Tyler Moore and the movie Up, where he was the voice of Carl. And they just wanted pictures with him. And he could not have been more gracious in doing that. And I never saw him charge for a picture. I never saw him charge for an autograph at that dinner or at the show the following night. And at the show, he could not have been more funny. I'm not going to get into his speech. It's online if you want to see it. But just incredibly, incredibly funny. And one of the memories I have of that night is this. I was hosting the show. So normally when you're hosting the show, before the show, you're very, very busy because you're talking with the director and the producer and you're trying to get everything together and who's going to go on when, because inevitably there are changes. And it was a variety show, so there were choirs performing and soloists performing and just a little touch of everything. Well, Ed Asner got to the building, and of course he was mobbed. So we had to find a place. This was at the River Valley High School, the new River Valley High School. We had to find a place where we could put Ed Asner where nobody would bother him. So the only place we could find was because we didn't have keys to all the rooms in the school. So the only place we could find was there was a concession area that we were not using. So we put Ed Asner in this concession area. It was a nice concession area. And I sat in this concession area with him while people filtered in to the show. And I will just never forget sitting in there with him and just talking, having a good time. And at one point it dawns on you that you're sitting in a concession area at River Valley High School with this iconic man, Ed Asner, just talking about whatever was going on that day. And he performed at the show. He could not have been more gracious to everybody there. Took a ton of pictures when the show was over with the choirs, the schools, the soloist. I don't think he said no to anybody. And he made sure everybody got a picture and everybody got an autograph. And he did not just do pictures. one of the things that stands out in my mind, there were a lot of little kids who liked Ed Asner because of Elf and being the voice of Carl in the movie Up. And when a picture was being taken, he would do things, and this is literal, he would make it look like he would have his finger up the nose of these little kids because it was so enjoyable to them. It made them laugh. And there are pictures like that that exist from that night back in 2013. Or he would look at somebody with like an angry face. He really tried to make the pictures look entertaining. He was a born entertainer. That's really what it was all about. And I could not have had more reverence for this man. He was so good to me all over all these years. Coming on this show, booking guests sometimes are not easy, and Ed Asner was never a problem to book. He came on election nights. He was on during the 2020 election. When we did our election coverage, Ed Asner would call in and give his take on what was going on, and he had been doing that for me since 2012, I think, so the last 8 years. Not to mention, one more thing he did for me. Every so often I get these ideas that I want radio to be like it was in the old days, so I will write a little radio skit to play on the air, because I think sometimes that's fun. So I wrote a Christmas radio skit 1 year, and I was trying to think of who I wanted to do it with me. Because the person kind of had to be gruff. It was essentially this, you've heard it, I play it every Christmas now, but essentially the idea was that I'm calling to get advice about Christmas, and there's a gruff guy on the other line, and he's kind of giving me a hard time. Well, I sent it to Ed Asner, and I thought, well, there's no way that he's going to do this. Ed Asner is still working. Ed Asner is still touring the country. Ed Asner's won more Emmys than anybody else. He's just not going to do it. But on the off chance, I sent it to him. And within a day, he had read it, and he said, yes, I'll do it. And he took no money for any of this, by the way. When he came to Marion, there were no honorariums. There were no fees to be paid. He just came and did the show. He did not take a dollar. When he did the script with me, he did not take a dollar. There was no money exchanged. And that script will live here at this station for every Christmas until we're all gone. Because it's funny, only because Ed Asner took those words and made it funny. And that's something I learned, to be honest with you, on that particular day that we taped that script. Yes, the writing has to be decent, but if you get the right person saying the words, then you got something. And Ed Asner could take anybody's words and take that gruff character and be hilarious. So I will miss this man forever. And yesterday when he died, so many people sent me messages asking me if I had heard about it. Because I think they got the impression that we were family. And we really, really were. It was like that. It was like an uncle that you don't see a whole lot because you live in different cities, but you email back and forth, and you talk on the phone. Now, of course, our conversations were always on the air, but that's who he was. That's who Ed Asner was, and I just dearly love the man. I will miss him forever, and I'm sorry that he passed away. I don't know what the circumstances are around that, because I know he was still working and on this show up until February the 4th. Now, what I'm going to play for you here this morning, and by the way, because he's one of those guys, we're going to honor Ed Asner. Adam Lepp put together a special yesterday at my request. It's Ed Asner, an actor's actor. So this morning at 11:10 a.m., there's going to be a special that will run for about 45 minutes, 11:15 a.m., and it's going to highlight some of Ed Asner's best appearances on this show. I believe there's some Christmas appearances. I believe when he turned 90, that part is on there. I think some election night coverage is on there. But the best of Ed Asner. So I really do hope that you stay this morning and pay attention to that, because that will be a lot of fun. Now, what I'm going to do here this morning, in tribute to him, Ed Asner came on this program November 18th, 2019. Now, this was just after he had turned 90. He turned 90 early in November 2019, and he came on here November the 18th, right before Thanksgiving, and we talked about him turning 90. Now, this is the beginning of the show. I'm not going to cut any of this out, the beginning of the show, because I thought what he said was funny. So, here is Ed Asner on this show, November 18th, 2019. November 18th, 2019. And also, by the way, one other thing. Even up until February, when he was appearing on this show, Ed Asner always did it live. He never taped anything. He would have to get up at 6:15 in the morning to appear on this show at 9:15 in the morning, because he lived in California. And he did not get up at 6:15 in the morning every morning. He just did it to be on this show. So, that's Ed Asner for you. So here is, I'm going to let this play for a few minutes here, and just give you a little taste of one of the all-time best, the legendary Ed Asner, on this show, November the 18th, 2019. Hope you enjoy.
Housekeeping here before we get to our guest this hour. This coming Thursday morning from 9:10 to 10 a.m., we're going to be joined by Ashley Williams, who is the star of the new Hallmark movie, Holiday Hearts. Now, this Thursday, Holiday Hearts premieres on the Hallmark Channel. So, Ashley Williams, the star of this new movie, Holiday Hearts, will be with us live Thursday morning, 9:10 to 10 a.m., and then on the Hallmark Channel that night, you can watch Holiday Hearts. So that is our housekeeping. Ashley Williams, Thursday morning in this time period. Now, as I said, this hour is a real touchstone, because we are joined by a gentleman who I have had on this program many times, but maybe for no more special reason than we have him on this morning. There, we'll get it right, live radio. This gentleman, about 10 years ago, came to Marion and did a program with me. He is one of the kindest men I have ever met. He is one of the most celebrated actors in this country, has won more Emmys as a male than anybody in the history of the Emmy Awards, and that's well deserved. He is in so many of the television series and movies of our lifetime. Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the voice of Carl in the movie Up. He's Santa Claus in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, which we hear and see a lot this time of year. He was in Roots, which is still shown in classrooms all across the country. Rich Man, Poor Man, he was there as well, and so many other movies. He is a classic, without question. And last Friday, I can't even believe this, he turned 90 years old. If America had a theater funded by the government, this man would be a treasure. And as a matter of fact, he is an American treasure when it comes to the acting profession. Nobody like him, and before we go to him, he's agreed to get up early with us this morning, and he's still working, still touring the country. Amazing. We're going to talk about this. What's his secret? But a special way to start off the program this morning, I'm sure you all know this song.
You can turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day certainly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have it down, why don't you take it?
A man who certainly made it after all and spread love all around, the amazing Ed Asner. Ed, how are you?
I'm eating my breakfast. Don't bother me.
Ed, oh my gosh, you got up extra early for us this morning, and I can't appreciate it enough.
Well, I'm always honored to be with you, Scott.
90 years... Oh, go ahead.
You're the ultimate.
Well, coming from you, that means a lot. Do you 90 years old? Did you ever expect to be around this long? We're so
no,
glad.
No, 90 years young. You got it wrong.
I said it wrong. See, I'm not the best anymore. I've screwed up already.
Yeah. 90 years young.
What did that birthday Friday mean to you?
Well, it was like a Mardi Gras. It went on and on and on and on and on. I got sick of it.
I heard there was a big party out there in California.
There was. You turned it into a gala. My son and his wife turned it into a gala for the center that we started for autistic kids and their families.
Now, I know this has become a very important part of your life in the last 20 years. Tell everybody about your work with autism.
Well, it was discovered with my fourth child, Charlie. And the behavior was erratic, and we weren't exactly sure what it was. We had him tested and discovered that he was autistic. And that began the long discovery of what autism is, the varying degrees of it, the fact that there was, at that time, he's 32 now, there was no actual treatment. And we began the process of dealing with this condition. Fortunately, he was high-functioning. And even with a high-functioning autistic kid, you've got problems. And we still have problems with Charlie.
As a parent, as an adult, how difficult is it to go through something like that?
Well, every parent has their snags, their follow-ups. I guess it's finding a way to protect the child as he matures and turns into an adult. That's the problem, to protect him, to save him from hurt. And he's had his hurt. Right now he's with Home Depot in their training program, or waiting to be decided whether he's going to be in their training program. He's gotten a bachelor's degree from the University of Southern Connecticut. But he has not held a job yet. So our discovery is to find the job that Charlie can put aside his quirks and function and serve the public and grow. Wish us luck.
Absolutely. We certainly do wish him the best and your whole family. What kind of father is Ed Asner at this point in your life?
Oh, I give in too easily.
You're a pushover.
I'm a sucker.
Do you have any grandchildren yet?
Oh, several.
What kind of grandpa are you?
Distant. They've got their own electronic marbles to play with, and I think most of them would prefer the cell phone or the video game or the electronic game to talking to me.
Green.
True to life. A realistic performer.
And I think we all can say that's the truth. And I want to save a minute here at the end, because this is what I want to say. There have been a lot of people on this program over the years, and a lot of people have come to town and done a lot of things. And I can honestly say without question that Ed Asner, and this is what I always thought, before I ever knew Ed Asner, I mean, he is the man who's won all the Emmys. He's been on top 10 television series. He's been in hit movies. He's done all these things. There is no bigger star than Ed Asner, no bigger recognizable personality.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, but the truth is, your kindnesses to me over the years, you came to town, you've come on this show and done things that I've written for free. You've done them for free. You have come on when I've asked you to. You got up this morning at 6 o'clock your time to come on this show live. I just don't know any better man than Ed Asner, and it will always stand that way. You are a treasure to me as well as to America, and I'm glad I'm the one who gets to say it this morning.
You mush-mouth creature, you. Why couldn't you be a woman?
Ed, my goodness, happy birthday on behalf of a whole lot of people. And just because you're 90 doesn't mean I'm going to stop calling, so I want you on the program in the future.
All right, we'll certainly have another day when I'm 100.
We'll do it. Ed, stay well, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. Five. Let it ride.
The one and only Ed Asner. You can't...
Ed Asner on this program back on November 18th, 2019, just days after he had turned 90 years old. Now, if anybody has any memories of Ed Asner, 46 minutes past the hour here, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. I know he's been a part of people's childhood and life for nearly 50 years. Well, I might be 50 years at this point, because Mary Tyler Moore, I think, started in 1970. So I think he's been around for 50 years. Big. Of course, he was an actor long before Mary Tyler Moore, but he has been around in people's living rooms via Mary Tyler Moore and Lou Grant and Elf and Rich Man, Poor Man and Roots and so many. Hallmark movies were a big thing for him in the last few years. He's just been around for over a half century. And again, sad to learn of his passing yesterday at the age of 91. 740-383-9944, and definitely a Marian tie coming here back in 2013, and it was just an amazingly great night. So give us a buzz if you have a memory of Ed Asner you'd like to share, or maybe you enjoyed one of his appearances on this show. We've got about 13 minutes left this hour, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget that coming up this morning at 11:10 a.m., we have the special some of the best moments of Ed Asner on this program over the last 7.5 years. Ed Asner, the actor's actor, remembering Ed Asner this morning, 11:10 a.m., and that show is produced by Adam Lepp, so we thank him for doing that. And when I go off the air this morning at 10:15 a.m., Adam Lepp will be on for an hour, and then we will go into the Ed Asner special from 11:15 till 12, and it will also air tomorrow, by the way, from 10:15 until 11 a.m., and then tomorrow night from 6:15 until 7 p.m., so not your only chance to hear it this morning. It will have two additional airings tomorrow at 10:10 a.m. and 6:10 p.m. Telephone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. Any remembrances of the legendary Ed Asner? Now, next hour, we're going to get into a little thing here, because we had an incident Friday on the show. And, well, it was really the whole day Friday. What happened was, and I'm going to try to play a little bit of this for you next hour. What happened was, we were doing a trivia game on Friday morning. And essentially the trivia game was, we had three questions of the man, for the man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. What was his favorite food? What was his favorite restaurant chain? And how many presidents could he answer in 2 minutes? So during the morning, we had people guessing the answers to these trivia questions. And then we were going to call Ted before the morning was over and get his answers for these questions. So we got all the, I guess we got the answers collected, and then we called Ted, and he gave us the answers to these questions. Now, what happened was, is we ended up talking about these people in Boston who have been calling in from time to time on this show. I wonder if they had Ed Asner on the program. In any event, we got to talking about that, and Ted got talking about how he actually is named for Ted Williams, the ball player, which I never knew. And he started to sing the theme song to the television series Cheers. Well, when he did that, a lot of people have always said to me they kind of equate his story to the Jeffersons, moving on up. And I said, do you know the theme song to the Jeffersons? Now, none of this is planned. So he sings the theme song to the Jeffersons, and it was halfway decent. And then we did the trivia questions. And then at the end, right at the end of the interview, I said, Ted, could you give us a little more of the Jeffersons theme song? Now, I don't know if he got frazzled or what happened, but we started... Well, he started to sing the Jeffersons theme song again, and it just, I don't know, it went downhill, if you heard it. And I hung up the phone on him. Now, it was just one of those, you know how you get little pet peeves in your life? I think that was a pet peeve, was that he was really butchering that song. So I hung up the phone on him, and apparently this created a furor in people that I would hang up the phone on the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. So when we came back here to do the show on Friday night, I was being told that I should apologize to Ted Williams. And I graciously agreed to do so, because I have nothing but love and respect for Ted Williams. I have no bad feeling against Ted Williams. So I called him back up probably near the end of the show on Friday night, and I apologized to Ted. I said all kinds of nice things. I told him how much I thought of him. I told him that he was great. I told him just everything that I could think of that was true. And in the end, I said, since there's no hard feelings, why don't you sing that Jefferson's theme song one more time, and it'll be great. And he was down in the short north on Friday night. So he starts to sing this Jefferson's theme song. And again, now he didn't butcher it this time, but I think he was a little wound up. You know, he got a little wound up when he sang it. So he sang it, and the phone slipped right out of my hand back on the receiver. Or I guess the bass unit, is that it? The receiver fell back on the bass unit. So it just slipped out of my hand. Now, then there was furor over that. Because then people thought that I hung up on the man twice. So, we've created a little segment here that I don't have time to air this hour. I'll try to get it in next hour. That it will chronicle this whole event from last Friday. It's become like the Zapruder tape from the Kennedy assassination. So I'm going to play this thing for you. It's like 6 minutes next hour, and it will chronicle the whole Ted Williams event. You'll hear exactly what happened, and I think it will vindicate me. You know, a lot of people accused a lot of people of assassinating John Kennedy, but the Zapruder tape came along from old Abraham Zapruder, and it vindicated him of doing anything wrong. And I think this tape that we will play next hour will vindicate me of doing anything wrong with Golden Voice Ted Williams. Now, did anybody listen to any of this on Friday and have an opinion? Because we do have about 5 minutes left this hour before we're going to play this tape. And I want people to give their opinion now, because we didn't get a lot of opinions in on Friday because it was right at the end of the show. 740-383-9944. What did you make of the whole incident Friday with Ted Williams and the Jeffersons theme song? And now, I will admit, the first time I did hang up the phone. Friday morning, when that all happened, I did hang up the phone. But on Friday night, I did call and apologize, and it just slipped out of my hand. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would you be willing to take a lie detector test on that phone slipping out of your hand?
Well, you know, I really don't know if they give polygraphs here in Marion. Now, I wouldn't want to travel outside the city to do it, but you have some doubts, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, why are you doubtful?
Oh, I think you're jealous of Ted.
Jealous of Ted?
Yeah.
Now, what would I be jealous of?
Because he can sing better than you.
Oh, the singing. Well, no, he certainly can sing better than me. But I don't think that... See, I wouldn't even attempt to sing. So I think that's kind of a moot point. But, so you believe I hung up on him twice?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to believe you sometimes.
Now, why would you say that?
Because you have a little trouble taking responsibility for things sometimes.
Now, are we going back to, like, the Mary Ellen thing? Is this where I have the problem accepting responsibility?
Well, I don't know if it's that.
So what else would I have trouble accepting responsibility for?
Well, I think it's the Mary Ellen thing, yeah. Where you tried to blame it on Michelle for not calling.
Well, no, I didn't try to blame it on Michelle. Michelle was the cause of that. Because she canceled like an hour before the event.
Hey, I think both of you should have ironed out who was going to call who and let who know and stuff like that.
Yeah, but this event, I think I'm completely vindicated in because we've actually got tape of this. The whole event with Ted happened right on the air. So there's no doubt.
I wonder if Angie's seen you drop the phone.
What's that?
I wonder if Angie's seen you drop the phone.
Well, she certainly saw the phone go back on the hook, as they say.
Well, maybe she could take up for you and
Well, people will get to listen next hour. Now, I'm not going to play both segments in full, but I'm going to play enough, about 6 minutes, just to kind of remind people, or for maybe people who didn't hear it, they'll get to hear the whole thing again as it happened, and I think that'll be hunky-dory, and I think that'll get us to where we need to be.
Yeah, see Ted or Ed Asner pass away too. He was so good in movies. He did wonderful movies.
And you know what? He was exactly that guy when he came to town. He could not have been
nicer. Yeah, I would like to meet him when he came to town.
Oh, he was just. I never saw him turn anybody down. I never saw him charge for anything. I never saw him do anything that was untoward. I never heard a bad word about
it. Yeah, I seen that on news yesterday. I was wondering if you knew about it.
Yeah, I got a lot of messages yesterday, and I posted something on Facebook about it.
With it, so I knew you knew about it.
Yeah, he's one of the best, so we will miss him, but thank goodness we got a lot of tape, and you'll have to listen this morning at 11:10 when we play the Best of Ed Asner on this station.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about the legendary Ed Asner passing away or the whole Ted Williams event? Now, that caller seemed a little skeptical in that this might be my fault, which I don't think it is. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, this week I'm calling you chauffeur to the stars after that story from the airport.
Oh, yes, I do.
How do you like that? You just go call you Cats, chauffeur. Of course, I got to take Thunderbolt Patterson all the way to northern Kentucky, so in distance I may have beaten you, but taking Lou Grand for an hour... Did Ed say you had spunk when you picked him up? Were you spunky like Mary Tyler Moore was?
You know, I don't remember that, but, you know, I can remember talking over the years about that line and how he was very protective about that because so many people wanted him to say that after Mary Tyler Moore had went off the air, and he was very protective in doing that other places because it kind of became a thing.
Spunk and Scott kind of sound similar, so, you know, Mr. Grant was, he enjoyed the bottle, of course, so maybe if he had a few sips from the bottle that he kept in his office desk, he might say Scott instead of Spunk, and you'd really be famous.
Well, that's true, but he could not have been nicer over the years, and he could not have been more gracious to me in coming on and coming here, which he lives in California, that's no short plane trip.
Yeah, I believe you vindicated yourself. I mean, you let me come on and sing. I kind of did a little roast to George Jefferson and sang two different theme songs from probably the two most famous Norman Lear shows. You didn't hang up on me.
No.
The phone dropped because I probably had a little shock value, but I tend to do that. So I don't think it was on purpose, and I think Ted forgave you. I mean, he's not the grudgy type.
No, and we're gonna have the Zapruder film next hour, in which we play exactly what happened on Friday morning and Friday night, and it's about 6 minutes, and people can judge for themselves.
So, did you successfully get the Queen of England on? That was your challenge to get her, or possibly Prince Harry and Meghan. Have you gotten them booked yet?
I think they would be best for fall. We're still having our fallout from Bill Cosby, so I think they would be best for the fall. So we'll see. Maybe around Christmas time they would be good.
You could just call me the crown prince of comedy and sarcasm on the station, but I'm not the real crown wearer. That would be the queen. So I'm looking forward to, and I want to hear that really cool accent. So I'm looking forward to hearing her on your show.
There we go. We're headed to break. Thanks for calling.
Sure, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, here comes the break. We'll be back in 15 minutes with the Abraham Zapruder Ted Williams tape here on this station.
Well... What we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and.